Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 147. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Your hierarchy of needs. So I've replaced Maslow's hierarchy of needs with your hierarchy of needs because we're basically thinking about how it relates to you. But it is Maslow, and it is Abraham Maslow, his 1943 paper, which was a theory of human motivation, contained the hierarchy of needs, his hierarchy of needs theory, which is very useful to all of us. Might help explain why you've been feeling the way you've been feeling for the last few weeks as well. I do want you to know that I am a student of this too. I'm by no means a professor. I'm by no means an expert. I know a little bit about it, and I sometimes think that puts me in a good position to talk to other people that may know less, or they may know the same amount. And I think it's easier for me to relate when I'm still learning this stuff as well. And it definitely interests me from a success point of view. And it should interest you as well, because it's directly relatable to you and your goals. As I said, how you've been feeling in the last few weeks of the lockdown, because I think some of your hierarchy and needs have been stifled. We'll go through them and we'll see how they relate to you. An interesting one, though, is when you Google Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and you'll see the pyramid, is that he never actually, it probably wasn't him that designed that pyramid, but it's a handy visualization tool for going through. The base of the pyramid being the widest one, and that is the physiological needs. So before you can progress to the next level, you first have to have your basic needs met, and you're not really going to get to the next levels at all. What are your basic needs? Well, you need food, you need water, clean water, you need air, clean air, you need heat regulation, so you need to be not absolutely freezing and not absolutely boiling. You do need adequate sleep, something that we talk about all the time. You do need adequate relaxation. You do need activity and exercise, and sex is also something that is listed on the physiological needs, your basic needs. So that's pretty much all the basics covered. If those are off, it's going to be very hard to get to the next level, which is your safety needs. So as somebody that comes from a martial arts background and somebody that's worked in the security industry for a long, long time, I absolutely understand the importance and the relevance of safety needs. So your security of your health, the security of your at work, the security of your money, the security of your routine, a little bit of your freedoms, your security of your family is obviously one that everyone can relate to, the security of your home. By the way, security means both physical and emotional security. So it's not just necessarily, you know, security of against roundhouse kicks or intruders. It's across the board. Your security and well-being, that's number two. Number three then are your social needs. And basically we're talking about love and belongingness. This one was the one that was very affected by the quarantine and the lockdown, because it's your affiliation to others. It's the feeling part of a group, especially family, which we've been detached from a lot over the last few weeks. Your social activity, and that includes your work, social life as well. The trust, acceptance, affection and love that you give to others and that others give to you. And that is a need. That is a social need, is a strong need. Imagine if we didn't have social media during this lockdown and quarantine. This would have been very, very difficult. And not that social media is enough to quench your social needs. It's absolutely not. And I think all of us are very, very clear to that, which is why we are all eager to get back to normality, at least when it comes to social activity. So that's number three. That was social needs. Number four is your esteem needs. We all need to feel competent. We all need self-esteem. We need self-respect. We do need the respect from others as well as from ourselves. We do need confidence, self-confidence, and confidence in other people and others in us. So respect from others, family, friends, work colleagues, these are all needs in us. You know, when this is lacking from your life, it might not seem as important as, you know, your physiological needs of food and water and air, but esteem needs, you wouldn't be able to function healthy over a long period of time if you were lacking esteem, your esteem needs from yourself and from others. So if that's something that you struggle with, make sure the self part is something that you can control and you can manage and you do have a degree of control over. So make sure you look at that as well. Number five is your cognitive needs. So this is your desire for knowledge and, more importantly, your opportunity to learn and to continue your education, whether it's self-education or not. But basically, we all need to continue learning. We need to feel that we're growing. It is absolutely a need in us. Number six need is your aesthetic needs. So yeah, this does relate to beauty and order, creativity, design, art, and creating a mentally healthy environment. So your home, your office, your workspace, specifically, yeah, where you live, your environment. Aesthetic needs are very important, as well as your own aesthetics, for your own mental health to make yourself happy. It's very important. Aesthetic needs are very important. And this all leads on to self-actualization. So that's the reaching full potential and becoming everything one is capable of becoming. Now, I don't think everybody really hits that. I don't think everybody hits all of these precisely along the path. Some of them need to be reviewed on a regular basis. Some of them need to be adjusted. Maybe some of them need to be even downplayed a bit. But to get all of these, if you line all your ducks up in a row, you get to the self-actualization phase, which sounds super, but what really is it? It means that you've got, as I said, all your ducks in a row that you can actually go ahead and pursue your goals, that you can become the best, for example, the best parent that you can be. You can become a superb life partner to the person that you're with. You can develop and use your talents and abilities. So basically, you're leading to live your best life. And all of these things need to line up. Your psychological needs, your safety needs, your social needs, your esteem needs, your cognitive needs, your aesthetic needs to get to your self-actualization phase. Now, as I've listed those and as we've run through them, obviously you can do your own research into the subject. I am just trying to give you an introduction and a taster and to motivate you to have a think about these. That's, you know, I say I'm always banging on it every episode. If I just trigger your synapses to fire a little bit and just put thoughts in your mind to positively think about and to positively shape your future, I have then done my job. I am proud of myself. I'll give myself a pat on the back if I've literally just triggered positive thought, which can potentially put you on a more positive path towards your goals in the future. I would be so ecstatic with that. And I would absolutely love to hear from you if I've managed to do that on some small level. But we're all trying to get to the self-actualized phase. This is what we're all leading towards. To be more successful, we do have to manage and have control over all of those things that I've listed. As I've listed them, if anything has jumped out at you as, you know, that you may need work on, then absolutely put the time into it. Do what you have to do. Seek the help of others. Do it yourself. Use your meditation. Write stuff down. Put pen to paper, do it digitally if you have to as well. Do a blog about it, do a podcast about it, do whatever you have to do in your journey to help you to maximize all of these areas to basically be able to live the best life that you can live. I hope that's given you a little bit of motivation. As I said, hit me up anytime, thesuccesssensei.com. I'm Randes Rob, the Success Sensei. Thank you for listening. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.